This is our B moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to encourage you that God is in the middle of your situation. We're wrapping up our series on the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We've talked about how they faced their own D-Day or decision day when they chose to be put into a fiery furnace rather than to worship the king's God. We also talked about how God not only delivered them unharmed, but when they walked out of that furnace, they didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. So we too should be encouraged and not allow the problems of this world to take a toll on us. Instead, we should turn to the one who will bring us out unharmed and even smelling like a rose. Another interesting observation about this story is how God was in the middle of these three men's trial for the entire time. Shortly after the king ordered that these three men be thrown into the fiery furnace, he peeked inside. What he saw was amazing. He saw not three, but four bodies walking around in the furnace unharmed. Astonished at this, the king said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants." This is a perfect demonstration of how God is present in the center of our struggles. It is also the fulfillment of his promise that he will never leave us. And as you reflect on that, remember these words: when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, for I am the Lord your God, your Savior. Isaiah 43:2-3. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, he is right beside you.